Hi, friends, and welcome to another exciting episode of On the Nose with your host, Sean Cody. Last week, we talked about my great first play, and look what happened this week. Offsides on the first play by the big fella. I guess we'll just not talk about football anymore. Normally on this show, we engage in shenanigans and a little bit of tomfoolery. But this week, we have a serious message. Hello, Texans fans. It seems like every year, you hear about a widespread practice throughout the NFL that has been going on for far too long. I'm talking about rookie hazing. And when it comes to speaking out against rookie hazing, the Houston Texans grab the bull by the horns, because we don't play that game.
Being a part of the Houston Texans organization means not only doing your part on the field, but also being a great teammate and stand-up gentleman off the field, in the locker room, and in the community. To take part in such immature, unseemly, and disrespectful behavior like hazing is downright wrong, and that will not be tolerated in the Houston Texans organization.
Now, I'm sure if you asked other players around the NFL about this thing called rookie hazing, you might get the sense that they view it as a rite of passage, if you will, or that they're just having fun with the young guys to build team chemistry and camaraderie. Here at the Texans, we kind of view things a little different. You know, we know better, so we would never throw a rookie into the cold 31 degree temperature ice tub. We wouldn't do something like that. Get in the tub.
Hi, I'm Ben Jones. I'm a rookie here at the Texans. Boy, I was nervous that first day coming in and hearing the NFL stories about rookie hazing. But here at the Texans, they don't promote rookie hazing at all. They're all about winning on the field and keeping one thing in mind. They're keeping your eye on the prize and winning ball games.
The NFL is hard enough. Forcing rookies to perform strenuous, humiliating, or even dangerous tasks would be counterproductive and beneath what professionals like ourselves strive to be. As a quarterback and team captain, I take tremendous pride in the fact that we veterans would never place our younger players in a position of servitude. Hey, let's leave that in spot number 8 with the windows down, please.
As a longtime NFL player rep, I know firsthand about the pitfalls and perils of NFL hazing. We have the responsibility to uphold the integrity of this fine city, this locker room, and the entire NFL. That is why we would never condone actions such as carrying pads, singing, vacuuming, tidying the locker, cutting off fingers, and cleaning cleats. We would never do anything like that.
So remember, fans, with the Houston Texans, we make plays, we don't haze.